This is the History of the World podcast, Illuminati Debrief.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome along, you gluttons for punishment. You can't get enough, can you? Can't get enough history in your week. But thank you so much for joining me here on the History of the World podcast debrief. Now, let's talk initially what we normally always do. We talk about the source material for the episode that you just listened to. However, I'm very conscious that it's mainly the same material that we use for episode one. And what I do now for all of you, just in case you're interested, is I give you somewhere where you can go and look at the bibliography for the episode. So if you go to the historyoftheworldpodcast.com website, you can see the bibliography on the blog and also on the episode listing. As it happened, I did sort of try to boil it down to certain books. So the Genghis Khan and the Mongol Empire by All About History is a book a zine. And I know I sort of almost labour this point, but it's a publication made by many contributors. And it's almost in magazine form. But it's specifically about Genghis Khan and the Mongol Empire. It's by the makers of the All About History magazine. It's been very, very helpful in all of my episodes about the Mongols. I've used the book The Mongol Empire by John Mann, which has been a very, very important resource. I used the book The Horde by Marie Favreau, which really concentrates on the westward bound Mongols, which sort of the Genghis Khan was a very integral part of the beginnings of that. And Marie Favreau did a presentation at the Chalk Valley History Festival back in 2022, and that's where I got to listen to her and the story of the interest behind the book. You know, she'd sort of done a presentation, about an hour long presentation, about the book and about the content of the book. And then I went and met her and bought one of her books. So that's been quite an important resource for this episode. And I've used one of the DK books that has specifically targeted Genghis Khan on a double page. So really, these books, History from the Ancient to the Modern World, are a great help in constructing the skeleton of the episode. So it really gives me the foundation of where I go on the episode. And so I'm grateful for that book. Many other Wikipedia pages, that talk about Muhammad II of Khwarezm, for example, the Mongol conquest of Karakhetai. It talks about Jebei, the military commander, the siege the massacre of the caravan at Otra. So Wikipedia gives me a good feeling as to, you know, the outline, and I have to be careful with Wikipedia, as I've mentioned before. Another thing I've found is that I did use web pages from a couple of websites, and it's got me to thinking about what more I maybe ought to do because there are some wonderful websites out there, and I feel like I should be doing my bit and exposing these websites rather than just putting one of their web pages in a bibliography. So what I might consider doing is maybe creating a new links page which directs you towards these wonderful websites that I've stumbled across on my journeys through the internet. One of them for this week's episode is called the Warfare History Network. And it looks like a very well established website that, you know, does magazine distribution, etc. And another one is called History Chronicler. So we've got all these people who are passionate about history and are working away in the History Network, and we should be really, you know, maybe cross-promoting, let's say. So just so that we've got more history at our fingertips. So that will be interesting. That's something I'm thinking about going forward. But I'm going to move on now from the source material, because there's a lot that I want to go through this week. I've been doing a lot of work, as I mentioned in the main episode. Just to let you know, I'm going to be going to the podcast show 2024 in London. It takes place in May. I'll be going on the Wednesday. So if you're considering going, just hit me up and I'll meet up with you for a coffee or whatever you like. You know, it's great to go to these places and just see what more is out there that can help this very podcast. I'd also like to thank everyone for their contributions. I can't really say it enough. Those people who contribute towards the History of the World podcast, you should be very proud of yourselves. You've made such a difference. You've made such an, you know, without you, this podcast would not be as good as it is. And I can say that hand on heart. I was walking around. I think I mentioned on one of these debrief episodes, you know, before Christmas, maybe, that I'd, you know, I often like to go to London and visit a bookshop called Waterstones, which is a chain of bookstores, to be honest with you. So there's loads of Waterstones bookshops up and down the country. But the one in Piccadilly in London is the biggest bookshop in Europe, or so it's claimed to be. And I was walking through my hometown, my humble hometown. And what do I see? They're opening a Waterstones, which is a dangerous thing for me now. So that means that I will be able to visit this bookshop and there'll be loads of wonderful history books in there, I can imagine. So I think I'm probably in danger of spending a lot of your Illuminati money in this bookshop. So I'm happy, and but I recognise it's a little bit dangerous as well. So I could be sort of in and out of there pretty frequently, if I'm honest. So good news maybe in terms of being sensible. You know, I could be picking up some really good source material for the podcast going forward. Future plans for the podcast. This is what I was talking about. I think, like, for some time now, I've been strongly considering branching out into YouTube a bit more. And it's sort of come from, really, a number of factors. The biggest factor against me is time. So I don't have much time to invest in this, but I'm working on that. I'm trying to get a good balance between my full-time job and the History of the World podcast, and just seeing what more I can do. And it comes from a couple of things, really. We do have presence on YouTube. Most of you will already be aware that in the early days of the podcast, a gentleman called Nick Barksdale, who's sadly no longer with us, really tragically and sadly no longer with us at such a young age. But when he was alive in his late years, he was a big fan of the History of the World podcast. And he created a number of videos where he used, you know, library footage to really bring some of the episodes to life. And I can't thank him enough. These videos that he's made, he's put a lot of time, care and attention in it, and they're beautiful videos based on some of the earliest episodes of the History of the World podcast. So if you've never seen them, I recommend going and trying it out. And it's easy to find if you can't find the videos on YouTube, just basically go to the History of the World podcast website and click on the, I think it's the interact link, and scroll down to the social media pages and you'll see YouTube there. If you click on that, it will take you through to the History of the World podcast YouTube channel, which has been sorely neglected since we lost poor old Nick. But nonetheless, I think it generated a lot of traffic towards the History of the World podcast. Some of the criticisms on YouTube are quite scathing. So there's a lot, real element of, some people can be downright nasty in their feedback. But to be honest with you, I often like negative feedback because it does really make me look at my work in a much more critical perspective from my point of view. So I actually find it helpful. But the other thing also, I think some people have approached me who listen to the podcast and have said it's quite difficult to understand the names and the words that I'm using when I'm referencing particular societies or their leaders. So for that reason, it can be quite hard to follow, especially if it's a very exotic podcast episode for those people who may be listening in the USA, and I'm talking about Chinese history. Some of the names can be somewhat unfamiliar and it can be very difficult to follow the story. And if you could actually see the names, then it would be easier to follow the story. So that's what I'm thinking could be the perspective on that, why YouTube could be a good idea. And of course, with anything like that, it can generate extra revenue for the podcast, so that is also very attractive. I know it can come across a bit vulgar to talk about money all the time, but when you're embarking on a project of this nature, a financial reward from it can be very, very helpful in terms of maintaining the future. And of course, you know, I want all of you guys to be able to listen to every episode free of charge. So that's quite important. In terms of future plans, one thing I did do, I think because the podcast has changed in recent months, whereas now we're getting 3 episodes every fortnight, but only one of them is a main episode podcast, so the ones that the people really want to listen to, they want the main episodes rather than the Illuminati episodes and like the Illuminati debriefs and the magazine episodes. People come to the History of the World podcast because of this chronological journey that we're on, and I wanted to look deeper into the fact that we're, you know, maybe where before we were distributing the podcast weekly, now that we're distributing it somewhat bi-weekly, we could suggest that we're publishing less episodes a year, which I do believe to be the case. But the one thing with it being bi-weekly is I don't think that there'll be any great necessity to take any breaks now. So whereas when we was doing it weekly, I could sometimes go on a month or a 2 month hiatus while I sort of caught my breath. But now I don't see that that's necessarily a necessity unless there's anything major going on in my personal life that will affect it. So with that in mind, I'm thinking realistically I'm publishing 26 episodes a year. Well, that sort of gets me around to thinking, how long will it take me to get to the end of this very project, and I've worked it out, and it's still going to be some years yet, and I don't think people will be too surprised to hear that. So with volume 4, we're now on episode 70. I think that there's going to be another, you know, maybe another 30 episodes potentially. So that's going to take us well into 2025. Then looking at volumes 5 and 6, I wanted to look and see how many episodes I felt would be in future volumes, volumes 5, 6 and 7. And in volumes 5 and 6, they're certainly, I don't think they're going to be as long as volume 4. I really don't. And so this particular volume, this volume 4, is going to be the longest one out of the first 6 volumes. So some people might be pleased to hear that. It means that, you know, we you know, progress won't get worse than what it is at the moment. You know, with some, I think someone criticised and said the volumes were getting longer and longer. It's really, it's not because I've decided, oh, you know, I want to get bogged down in volumes now. It's not like volume 5 is going to be like 150 episodes long. In fact, not at all. In fact, it's probably going to be half of that. So I believe that volumes 5 and 6 are going to be similar in length to volume 3. So probably maybe between 70 and 80 episodes each. The beast of the lot is going to be volume 7. And I'm rather frightened of volume 7, to be quite honest. I'm excited for the content, but I'm rather frightened of the scale of it. And in each of the volumes, you will have noticed that we're trying to conduct it geographically. So I often start the episode in the Middle East, migrate to Europe, then across to Asia, then the Americas, and normally finally Africa. And you know, that's certainly going to be similar when we tackle volume 5, volume 6. But when it comes to volume 7, volume 7 will tackle the First World War onwards. And it's not easy, because since the First World War, the world is so intertwined and globalized. It's going to be more of a chronological journey of the entire world, from the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand through to today, basically. But there's a danger. It's going to be well over 100 episodes. It's going to be well over 100 episodes, because we're going to be talking about aspects of human life as well as historical events. I think I'm going to be, you know, God permitting, you know, hopefully if I maintain my health and I stay alive, you know, I'm going to be here for many years to come yet. I think the History of the World podcast could very realistically be going on for a number of years yet before we get to the end. So the only thing that will change that, of course, is if I can do this full time. But, realistically, I don't think, you know, you have to be some sort of special podcaster to be able to podcast full time. You know, this, the financial reward just isn't there for independent podcasters like me. So I don't think it's realistic, but still the same thing. You know, I see this as my project going forward. You know, I can't see a time in my life where the History of the World podcast won't be a thing. So I'm very much committed to it, and I'm excited for the future. I think that's probably the main thing to hear. But interesting for your listeners to hear and listen to what the future holds and what realistically we can expect. So that's it, really. That's all I wanted to talk about this week. Join us next week. There should be another magazine episode before we then conclude our story of the Mongols in episode 71, the second part of the two-parter that we started, I think, back at episode 67. We conclude it next time. Anyway, thanks very much for listening. Have a great week, everybody. And obviously, please don't forget to be good.